Thank you, ladies. Good morning to you. Welcome to our Easter service. Some of you, how many were out or any sunrise service people this morning? No. Seemed like that's becoming more and more unpopular for some reason. But we're glad that you're here with us. 10:30. We may have some that forget and straggle in here about 11 o'clock. But we're glad that you're here. We do have a full house, and our choir will keep up here until we have our children's ministries dismissed, and then the choir may have room to come down at that point. Just one announcement, and that is with our service today, we've got a lot of things that will be going on with our children's presentations, our Sunday school classes there, and special music, and some testimony time as well. And the testimony time will have a microphone that will be handed around there for the purpose of being able to record for any of our shut-ins and so forth that ask for the CD, that they would be able to hear the testimonies as well. So I'll remind you when we get there. But just if the Lord is possibly burdening your heart there that you'd like to share a testimony of what the Lord is doing, it's all about what God is doing, not about what we're doing. But certainly we want to hear from you, and especially if there's any other testimonies left over from our revival services just a couple weeks ago, that'll be great to hear from you as well. So for right now, we want to go ahead. Oh, one other announcement I'll share with you. Some have been asking about Becky Ross. What is her condition right now? She's out of the hospital as of Friday evening about supper time. They got her pain management underway. If those that don't are not aware, she started out with lung cancer. She's got some bone cancer right now. She's been through a lot of treatment. She's very weak, but she's back home. And far as I know, the pain is under management there as of today. She has her next treatment Monday. So just continue to keep her in prayer, and I know she would appreciate that. But let's go ahead and get started in our service. The other announcements in your bulletin there to keep up with. And Jimmy, Jewel, would you mind to lead us in prayer as we begin today, please? Thank you. special music coming for you this time, so if they'll go ahead and get in place. As they're coming to get in place here, I wanted to recognize visitors that we had with us. If you do not normally attend our service this morning, if you just raise your hand, let's see how many of you out there. They raise them up high so we can see there. Over in here, down here, all back over here, my son and daughter-in-law and children are from Maryland down visiting with us for Easter. It's glad to have all of you folks that are here in the service with us today.
Before we hand you off, make sure your mic's up. Turn it
over. Oh, yeah, Paul.
It's the three nails. Listen carefully, please. This is a story of long ago of a man who owned a little store. He said, "I was proud to have my name up over the door." It was over 2,000 years ago, as I recall. Located in Jerusalem, across the street from Pilate's Hall. I thought I had everything anyone would need, and folks would come from miles around, regardless of their creed. The only thing I had I didn't think I'd ever sell was in a corner on a shelf, three old rusty spiked nails. And then one day a big Roman soldier came through the door. As he walked up to me, it seemed he shook the floor. I said, "Can I help you, sir?" with a voice I guess seemed frail. He looked at me with a sneering grin and said, "I want to buy some big, big nails." "Three old rusty spikes is all I have," he said to me. "That'll do. For the job I have, three's enough. Now how much do I owe you?" He put the money in my hand and I was glad to make the sale. But then I wondered and asked him, "Sir, what can you do with just three nails?" He said, "Did you ever hear of a man called Jesus the Nazarene?" "You mean the one who goes about doing good?" He said, "Yes, that's the man. Well, today I intend to show the world that I'm boss. For with these three old rusty spiked nails, I'm going to nail Jesus to the cross." I stood there almost numb. You'll never know how I felt. I said, "Sir, please don't do that," as on my knees I knelt. He just turned and walked away, and I got up and followed him and said, "Please, sir, I'll buy them back." But he just looked at me and grinned. But in the distance, I could see the howling mob through the tears that filled my eyes. "Away with him! Crucify him!" I could hear their angry cries. Over the top of all the noise and the groans of agony, I could hear the sound of the hammer as that big Roman soldier nailed Jesus to a tree.
With three rusty nails, they nailed Jesus to the tree. The sun turned to darkness on that day. 'Twas the day that Jesus died, and the blood flowed from his side. The they do, for they have strayed so far away. With three old rusty nails, they nailed Jesus' precious blood, the blood that washed my sin away. And his father turned his face away. They drowned
as he said.
Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Oftentimes, Easter is a day that is sadly celebrated by many for the wrong reasons. Easter bunny, mounds of jelly beans, and those cute marshmallow chicks we see in the stores usually overshadow the true meaning of this special day. As born-again believers, we need to be reminded of the true meaning of Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son to die on the cross to pay for my sins and to pay for yours. But the story doesn't end there. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. This gives believers hope. This Easter morning, the primary Sunday school class has a visual poem and songs to share with you to remind you of the true meaning of Easter.
Hearts are black with sin for the wrong things we get in.
He shed his blood on the cross so he would not have to stay lost.
White shows our clean heart when from our sins we depart.
This for heaven's street where we walk with Jesus we meet.
Green shows that we should grow so his word we can sow.